The Child Abuse Royal Commission has been told that Australia's Working with Children Check schemes aren't enough to make schools and other institutions child safe. Expert witnesses have given evidence that abusers who groom their victims are often popular with children and the adults close to them. And the fact their criminal background is clear doesn't mean they aren't dangerous, as Samantha Donovan reports.
The Royal Commission heard today that many child sex abusers don't just groom their intended victims, but also the child's parents and other adults the child is close to. Maria Radojevic gave evidence her late son was sexually abused by a teacher at his private school.
My husband and I had no reason to suspect that our son was being groomed by an unmarried teacher. As far as we knew, the boys only attended the homes of married teachers whose wives were at home. We did not know it was happening right under our nose. Many years of self-destructive behaviour later, he did admit to having been abused. He told me that his perpetrator had given him money during his senior years and even after he had left school. We are now left to deal not only with our endless feelings of loss and trauma, but also with the deep guilt about our naive ignorance.
The Commission heard it's extremely difficult for parents, teachers and other adults to recognise a child is being groomed without the benefit of hindsight. Catherine Levi is a social worker and the chief executive of Childwise, an organisation which works to prevent child abuse. She gave evidence Australia's child protection system is too reliant on Working with Children checks.
That sort of fits with that whole concept of, you know, if you haven't had a criminal charge in the past, that you are fit to work with children. So there is this concept of perpetrators being someone somehow isolated or a misfit or somehow repulsive to look at, or somehow they would have a sense that someone is a potential perpetrator by looking at them rather than observing behaviour.
Catherine Levi used a recent case as an example.
A teacher who was really loved by the kids. He was popular. He was a musician. He was considered cool. He was promoted to head of department and was really well liked by everyone, his colleagues, as well as the children. The school then investigated further and spoke to children who had been in the school and left the school a few years earlier. And while these children were now adults, happy to talk about this perpetrator's behaviour, they also stipulated they didn't want him to lose his job, because he was a good teacher and he was a nice person.
Anne-Marie McAlinden is a professor of law at Queen's University in Belfast. Via Skype, she gave evidence a main aim of grooming is to prevent the victim from reporting their abuse.
The child may be groomed to believe that they will be betraying the abuser if they disclose. Another aspect is the complicity of grooming. They may feel shame or guilt and in some way that they have acquiesced or been complicit in their own abuse, and that may also impede disclosures. And just finally, in terms of adults, the therapeutic work that's been done with adolescent and adult victims has shown that grooming is a deeply emotional impact, psychological harm on the victim, irrespective of the actual sexual abuse itself. The grooming itself is very harmful, and it's something that needs unpack in therapeutic work. It can last for years if that's not dealt with, in terms of the emotional damage and the self-blame and their difficulty in forming adult relationships.
The Royal Commission hearings continue tomorrow.
Samantha Donovan reporting.